We are up to Simin Yud Zayin, Sif Katan Hey, Page Kuf Zayin, Tzarech Likrois Kriya Shema B'dikto Gadol Mitoch Sidur Meduyuk Heitev. You have to read the Kriya Shema very carefully from a good Sidur. Okay, Baruch Hashem, today we have good Sidur. Most of them, by and large, are very Meduktuk. V'yishma le'oznav mashu moitzei b'fiv. You have to hear. This is a halacha which unfortunately we are all not mapped on properly. Your ears have to hear what you say. If you're very tired, especially Ma'ariv, people are very tired, Mincha, Ma'ariv, you say Kriya Shema, and you just do lip service, and you don't hear what you're saying, that's not a proper kiyum of reciting Kriya Shema.
You don't have to hear what you're saying.
Shemesh, you don't, correct, but Kriya Shema you do. Kriya Shema, you talk, Yishma lo'ozav mashu ma'amitzi mipev, yishkiach shloyomar dogush bimkoim rafa. If there's not supposed to be a dot, so don't have a dot. If there is a dot, you say a dot. You have to be careful to say properly. Oy rof bokoim mikamo, right? All the, well, that's mikamoch, but in talking about the Kriya Shema itself. Or if it's supposed to be, it's supposed. Don't say a rafa without a dot if it's supposed to have a dot. Now he's referring to his time. In many siddurim, I think they have in the art school also, they have lines in between two different words to remind you to pause in between, so you should not swallow one letter for both. Okay, here, Asher Anochi, here in the art scroll, they have between the words Asher Anochi, there's a line. Why? Because if you say it too quickly, Asher Anochi, you're going to swallow the Aleph. Asher Anochi, right? Asher Anochi. The Aleph, there's a tendency to lose an Aleph. So here in this Siddur, they have Asher Anochi. Don't do that. Asher Anochi. There's also a nesek under the aleph, which means you should give it a little bit of oomph. There's the trop appears under the chaf, so really the primary emphasis is always where the trop is. That has kedima. But if there's a nesek, you also have to give the ois, which the nesek appears, also a little oomph. So it should be Anochi. A little bit on the aleph, but primarily on the chaf, and don't forget the aleph, and that's why there's a line. The more classic examples of where you have a line is where the two letters are exactly the same. For example, let me find an example. B'chol levavachem. B'chol, well, see here they don't even do that. If you hear, there's no line. V'ohavto es Hashem l'checha b'chol levavachem. They don't even have a line here. I don't know why. You have to be careful not to swallow the letters. Okay, so basically they have the letters between the Alephs. The Alephs and the Ayins, at least in the art scroll, Sidur. And they have also the Yuds. Anytime there's, in this Sidur it appears, anytime there is an Aleph or a Ayin, they have a line warning you, don't swallow the Aleph or the Ayin. There are other examples that have Yuds also. Yeah. The Yotzar. Asher, that's because of the Aleph. Because Asher Anochi. You want, there's an Aleph. Anochi is an Aleph. You don't want to swallow Asher Anochi. If you say it too quickly, you're going to swallow the Aleph. Mitzave Eschem, there's an Aleph. Eschem, Mitzave Eschem. Mitzave Eschem. Vinosati, Mitharatzachem, Yom Kosh, Yosavu Nechav, Vinosati, Vinosati, Esef, there's an Ayin. Vinosati, Sev. If you say it too quickly, you're going to swallow up the Ayin. Vinosati, Sev. Esef. Nasati, Esef. You're going to swallow. Esev bisadicha. So why is there a line between Esev bisadicha? Because you have a tendency to say Esev bisadicha, to take the vase, turn into a base, and say those two words together without the friendship between the vase and the base. Okay, these are different examples. You have to be very careful. There are.
Another interesting thought about pronouncing the word Anochi correctly.
Yeah.
Accent is on the note, it means a human being.
Uh-huh.
The chaf is talking about
a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Anochi.
And I was trying to look to see that all the time because it's after a small word.
Anochi Hashem Elokecha.
And it holds pretty good.
So he's saying, "Mi Anochi Yelech Al Faro." So there, it's under the
Mi Anochi,
Mi Anochi, Mi Anochi, the Nun, under the Chaf, under the Chaf, Anochi. Interesting. Mi Anochi, Mi Anochi.
I don't know if it holds true 100%.
Interesting. Okay.
Most of the time, it does.
Very interesting. Okay, let's go further. So the gam b'psukei. So here the Kitzur Chazon says the gam b'psukei. The zimet tzach the dachni b'chol zeh. Is likewise. This is not only true when it comes to kriyashma. This is true when it comes to psukei zimmer as well. You have to be very careful to say the words properly. V'yatim yofa ha'ayin shel tevas nishba. Okay, ayin. We don't pronounce the ayin correctly. It should not sound like nishba with a hey. If you have, well, that means to capture nishba with a hey. Nishba, nishba. I don't know how to do it. Shema. Shema Yisrael. The ayin is a guttural sound. How do you say Shema? How do you say Shema?
The word Shema.
Say Shema for us. Say Kriya Shema. Say the first pasuk.
Shema Yisrael.
No, he says it like me. He says it just like us.
Shema.
Shema. Shema.
Shema.
Nishba. The ayin has to have a shtickle umph. Because if you say it the way we say it, the regular ayin, the way it sounds like a hey, and it sounds like a hey, that's translated to mean to capture. Nishba means to capture, and that's the wrong meaning.
Shema ayin is capital, dalet is a capital, is ed.
Ah.
Edu.
Ah. Oh.
Testify.
Ah. Okay, so vitam shma ein shel tevas v'nishva shlo ye nishma kilu no'amar nishba behei v'chein zayin shel tizkiru v'shel uzichartem yedachtik heitiv shlo ye nishma kilu amar b'shin l'man tishkiru. You shall drink a lot. You'll get drunk. Tishkiru. Ushechartem. You will drink a lot of intoxicating beverage. You should be careful. You hear people that say "man tizgiru tiz," the z sound, to make sure you say these words properly. Okay. Next, vav hakari kriyashma lo yirmois be'enav. Don't wink with your eyes. Lo yikrois bisvasav. Don't wink with your. Don't make motions with your lips. Lo yirabi etzba oisav. You should not point with your fingers. Elul tzach mitzvah mutl lirmois b'parsha shniyah. The only exception that you can use your fingers, something that's very important, is in the second parsha. You have to wait until you begin v'chayyur im shmoya to point with your finger to tell the person to get out. Get the rabbi, the bar mitzvah, get out of shul. You pull with your finger, not during the first parasha of Kriya Shema, then it's safe. As long as the rabbi is saying the first parasha of Kriya Shema, you're safe, you don't have to worry. Zayin. Koidem Kriya Shema, before Kriya Shema, Kishomer v'havein l'shalom, when you become, come to v'havein l'shalom, what do you do? Noitel es hatzitzis v'yado, when you come to the words v'havein l'shalom me'arba, Kanfoy, so it's the four corners of the earth, yeah.
When I said lo tizkeru velo nu, lema'an
tiz.
Lo yishma kama besin.
Right, the sin.
Lo be shin.
I'm sorry, sin, okay. Tiskeru, okay. Okay, reward. Okay, you're right. Reward. In order you should receive reward. Sochar. Shin is for drinking, sin is for reward. You're right. Thank you, you are correct. That you shall receive reward. That is incorrect. It means to remember and make sure you emphasize the Zayin. Okay, halacha Zayin. When you come before Kriya Shema, when you come to Havayin, show me Arava Kanfas Aretz. So since we know that you're going to use, we have the tzitzis in Kriya Shema, you shall gather the tzitzis. It's machloikis. The second yud is the difference. Okay, let's not now. How do you pronounce a chirik? A chirik mali, chirik katan, tzitzis. Not everyone does that. Tarvid asked if someone there. Not the one we do. No, someone else. He gave me a whole shiur on this. This is very talmid chacham. He told me all the sources. He told me not so simple. How you say this word? How you say all the if you lane? You lane a chirik mole. Is there a difference? A chirik mole, chirik. What?
I've heard both from people who claim to know.
And what do they say? Different opinions.
When I was in base measure, she was tzitzis.
Tzitzis, yeah.
And they said, no.
Tzitzis. How much do you emphasize the... There's a difference between the chiruk mole and the chiruk choser. When the chiruk, the one dot has a yud that follows, and when the tzit, the chiruk does not have a yud. In the Torah, I believe most of the time there are no yuds. You have to look very carefully. It's not even a raya.
We don't think about it, but it is.
In the Torah, the first one, okay, I'm reading here the parash, all of the tzitzis in the Torah, there's a yud between the first tzadi and the second tzadi, but there is no yud between the second tzadi and the sof. It's common among us, whether it's right or wrong, that we're very lenient. What?
Yeah,
we're very lenient that when you don't have a yud, it's a chiruk choser, it's not a mole,
yeah,
that we don't pronounce the yud, even though it's the same sound. So it's tzi tzis. It's like, it's almost like a shva.
Right.
It's kamara shva. Tzi tzis. It shouldn't be a total shva. If you have the ability, you have the talent to enunciate the word properly, it's in between a tzi and a tzu. It's hard to really do so. But when you do have a yud, then you have to emphasize more. How much more is another dilemma. So in the Torah, the way tzitzis is spelled is tzadi yud, a chirik mole, then tzadi, and then it's a tzadi choser, a chirik choser, there is no yud, then a sof. So that would mean that we differentiate between the common approach to saying this word is the first C, you give a little more emphasis, and the second you treat pretty much like a shva. So it's C, tzis. You got it?
No, I mean it's very uncomfortable.
Yes, C, tzis.
You know where there's a big problem with that though? The last word in Kisisa.
Yeah.
Daber ito.
Right.
So there were people who are mocked it to say ito, because
there's
ito
no,
sounds like it would have a yud the aleph.
Yeah, after
and
the
it
right.
Doesn't.
It's a chiruk choser.
So it should be I've heard people laying
ito
after the daber
ito.
Then somebody try to correct them and say like that, and you like wave them off.
Ito.
I've seen
because you don't have you don't have the yud. You don't have the yud by the.
Right, it doesn't, but L'chaira, if you're saying that there's a difference between after a yud, with or without a yud,
yeah,
so you should, to be consistent, you should pronounce it ito,
yeah,
instead of ito.
Aleph, tof, vav. There's no yud.
About Korei issues.
Our natural tendency is to cut corners.
Yeah.
And so we don't sharpen...
No, not necessarily. Most people, the average person among us in this community, when they say the word tzitzis, they do emphasize, they do differentiate between the subconsciously between the first tz and the second tz. What do we say? Tzitzis?
Yeah.
No. Tzitzis. Tzitzis. A little bit more. A little bit more. Some people, there are people that no difference. Even when it's a chiruk choser, so you'll hear people say tzitzis. I know people that say, they say tzitzis. Tzitzis. They do both. What?
I think it's easier
to do nothing.
No.
Tzitzis. Tzitzis l'chor is wrong. That's not the way to say it. Tzitzis.
I think it's partit. It's easier to say tzitzit.
Right.
It is.
That's a tough issue. Tzitzit. That's a different issue.
But the right. Hearing right. Sound
goes together.
It goes together somehow better.
I don't know. You should keep in mind there's a difference between the chiruk mole and the chiruk chaser. Chiruk mole, there's a little bit more. A chiruk chaser is a little less. The problem is a chiruk chaser with nothing borders on a shva. So you can't do a shva. You can't do a shva. That's not the product. So you have to three different madregas: mole, chaser, and shva. Tzitzis. Something along those lines. That's the most common.
It should be with the chotot and the tie.
Yes, you hold on.
16.
We're not doing 13.
No, if you say the Bidov Yud, the second one,
yeah,
is going to be 500.
So for the purpose of, for the gematria, we add another Yud. You're right. For the gematria,
so
we right.
To be 600 plus
the gematria, we add the Yud. Now, by the way. It's also important to know that when you have a chiruk mole, then it's a tenu gedoyla. Then if there's a shva which comes afterwards, it's a shva no. If you have a chiruk chaser, it's a tenu ketana, and the shva which comes after is a shva noch. You have any examples offhand? Any quick examples? A chiruk chaser, you'll have a shva no and a shva noch. Okay, we can't find it now, but that's also something important to keep in mind. Shvar shva no and shva noch, when there's a yud. And the next letter is going to be a shva. It's no. It's a new beginning.
Tizkeru.
It's a shva. That man tiz leman tizkeru. Vasisim is called Savisim is from the Gregorim. Okay. Leman tizkeru. It's a shva noch. It's a shva noch. There's no yud. It's a chid. The word tizkeru is a. There's a chiruk choser. There is no yud. So it's a shva. So it's like we pronounce the tough like a almost like a shva, tiz, and because there's a design with a shva, it's tiz. It's a shva noch. If there would have been a yud, it would have been tizikiru, tizikiru. But that's not the way it is. There is no yud there. Okay, that would be an example of the friendship between these little. Tidbits. Okay, let's go further. So we have now one more time. Zayin. Koydem kuyashmano kishay mevi having a shalom neitel asat sitzis. Biyaday. Va'echzar and you hold it b'shas kuyashma. Biatzmo on the left hand. Bein kemitza lezeres. Where do you hold it between the kemitza? That's the last finger and the zeres. In between those last fingers is where you hold it. We once had a drush. I don't remember. I said there's a medrash that says that Kadosh Baruch Hu.
How we are going to explain this Rashi?
Sheminin gematria shel tzitzis sheish meos u'shmoy nechutim ach v'chamish k'shoyim harigim. That's enoch nami. That's right. So the gematria, you can never ask a kash on a gematria. On a gematria, you have the liberty.
It should have some reality.
There is kri v'chsif. The way it's written is without a yud, but the way it's pronounced is, at least according to this approach, is with a yud. And if there's a yud. And there's a yud, so you can make the gematria as if there is a yud. You definitely, it's a chiruk. A chiruk has a yud sound. If there was no yud sound, it would be a shva. We're just differentiating between the chiruk mole that has a yud and the chiruk chaser that does not have a yud. Okay, let's finish the loch. Now we mentioned, I don't remember the significance between the zeres and I forgot the drush. There's a zeres, there's a medrash. Maybe you remember this, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu used five fingers. Which finger do you use? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu used different fingers. He destroyed the world. He created the world. One finger, he destroyed the marble. He gave the Torah. There were five different things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did in this world with his fingers. And each thing he did with a different finger. So there must be significance in putting the tzitz in between these two fingers. It represents two different concepts. And that's where we hold the tzitz when we say, Vaveinu l'shalom me'arba kanfoi saretz. That all that automatically means that our garment represents the aretz. It represents the earth. Represents the entire world, and we collect the four tzitzis when we say kriyashma. Keneged libo, where do you hold it? This not everyone knows halacha. You're supposed to hold the keneged libo, not on your lap. Okay, not on your lap. Many people make this mistake. You gather the four tzitzis from your. The way I speak is not the way I daven. That's not a kasha. I know we had a rabbi, very good rabbi, Rabbi Lenschitz. A rabbi, very big, one of the biggest experts in Dikta probably today in the world. He wrote a very chashuva sefer called Maftech Hadelas. So he teaches, he speaks, and he gives a class when he's a sixth grade rabbi. His style of teaching is not the way he davens, not the way Hayelachud v'Hayelachud. When he teaches in the accepted yeshivasha Havara, and when he davens with precision, and he teaches the class how to daven with precision. He holds it cholam, not a cholam, other than yuds. He has a lot of yesodos, rayos, high luchud v'high. Also, that's one of his yesodos. There's a mesora. The mesora is that we speak a certain way. Just because we speak a certain way doesn't mean that you should daven like that. You daven one way, you speak one way. Kriyas haTorah shall be done with precision, and when you speak a different way. Okay. What?
Like yeshiva guys in Eretz Israel. I'm talking about Israeli yeshiva.
Yeah. they learn one way and they daven.
Or they converse in one way and they learn and daven in another.
Another way. Or they daven one way, then one other way, and they speak another way. three different ways. Okay, that's not for now. But here, we omer so you're supposed to hold the tzitzis against your heart, not on your lap, like many unfortunately do. And after you hold it against your heart, then when you ushmagia liva yoimer, when you come to Vayomer, Shi Parshas Tzitzis, when you come to Vayomer, Oichazan Bigam Biminoi, you shall hold it also in your other hand. Okay, so you were holding it in your left hand. Look, it's a very complicated procedure.
Around
your left finger, your left. So when b'shas kriya shmatz b'yat smoil in your left hand, not the right hand, the left hand. And now when you come to Parshas Vayomer, grab it with the right hand as well. Don't switch. Doesn't say switch. Gam b'yaminai. Gam b'yaminai. Gambi Yamina, also the right hand. Here, what he's saying now is controversial. There are many, many opinions when you should kiss, if you should kiss. Adrav, some say kissing, it stirs your kavana, how you kiss. So this is his opinion. Many people follow this, because many people, the ikar is the kitshuch and aruch. But you look at the Mishnebu, you look in many Rishonim, you look in the various Minhagim Sfarim, you'll have a whole long list of opinions what to do, and they'll always write up in these biographies about the Gedolim, when they study exactly their custom, you'll find there's always a difference of opinion. What did the Chazanish do? What did Rav Moshe do? What did this one do? Everyone does something different, exactly when you kiss, if you look, how much you look, do you put in your eyes until you go blind? What are you exactly are you supposed to do? What's the purpose of putting it in your eyes and you can't see it? The purpose is to see it. So why do you rub it in your eyes? I don't know. There are many, many customs. There are many customs. Everyone should do what you did last year, or you did yesterday. You know the famous trick I told you with it's such a good line. There's so many.
Yeah, I'm sorry,
but there was a shul where they used to fight. What announcement are you supposed to make for Zechiras Mechias Amolek, Parsha Zohar? So there are so many variations of what you're supposed to announce, what you should be Mechavein, not Mechavein, forget that's the laning, but what should you be Mechavein, what's the mitzvah, should you have for the brachos, not the brachos, and whatever. So it's just a fight and fight and fight, what should be the announcement? So the Gamay gets up and he says, Rabbi Sai, you should be Mechavein this year, whatever you were mechavin last year. So same thing. Do tomorrow whatever you did today, and whatever you did today, you assume you do whatever you did yesterday. But literally, what he says, "Shoymer reisim oso." When you say the words "reisim oso," noisnam al ho'enayim, upon the eyes, umistakel bohen, look at them, v'noishkan, and kiss them. The noihagin, it is the custom according to the Kitzer, b'chol pam sho'omer tevas tzitzis, noishkon, you kiss it, v'oichazon, you hold the tzitzis, how long do you hold when you finish Kriya Shema? All the way until you get to v'nechemadim lo'ad, sho'oz noishkon, then you kiss it, so it says here in the article, siri noishka tzitzis v'yasim yadoi, umanichem b'yado, and you let go. See, this is very funny, because I was a child, I always grew up, it's still ingrained in me, I do what it says here in the siddur now, but I can't get this out of me, that you do it until you come to kayomes. You let go, when you come to, further. What am I saying? Lo'ad Kayomes. The first one. Over here it says, L'dor v'dor hu kayom shmo kayom v'chiso nachon u'malchuso v'emunoso lo'ad kayomes. I was trained from my earliest childhood that when you come to Kayomes, you kiss it and you let go. And as I got older, and this is like posh, this is brainwashed, this is how it should be. And then I got older, I learned whatever, Mishneh Berurah, or Kiddush Shulchan Aruch, and I even noticed in the article Siddur, it says, no, don't kiss it, and don't let go of it, hold on to it, go further. Udvarov, Choyim v'kayomim, Ne'emonim v'nechemadim lo'ad, Now is when you should kiss it and let go.
Kiss it again?
Yeah, that's what it says here. It says here in the article, it says here as well. Until those two words, now it says, at that point in time, you kiss it, and you let go. It's exactly what it says to do in the instructions in the article Siddur. So, I don't know. So, where do I get this from? I don't think that they taught me anything that was Sheker. Mistama, there's another Makar that you're supposed to hold on to until you come to the word Kayomes. Obviously, this is a very diverse custom. What exactly I saw, if I think the Gedolim, Bedavka did not kiss it. And the Bedavka did not put it in their eyes. And they only did it once. When they came to Re'isim also, they looked at it from a distance and that was it. No kissing, no putting in your eye. Better focus on the words than get distracted by kissing and going to all of this lip service and all of these different things. Some there different Gedolim had a custom. They did kiss it, different parts of the Vayomer. Okay, so here is what it says in the Ketz Shulchan Aruch to do. He says, every time you say the word tzitzis, kiss it. When you come to Re'isim also, stop, put it al ho'enayim. I don't know what that means. Al, what does it mean, al ho'enayim? Your mom is put in your eyes, is that what it means?
I know my father used to do it. It was just like a
rub it.
Eyebrows.
Okay. Al ho'enayim. That's what it says. Al ho'enayim. And then umistakel. And then it says umistakel. You look at it, and then you kiss it. Three things you are supposed to buy Urisim also. And every time you say the word tzitzis, you're supposed to kiss it. Gesundheit. Let's see on the bottom. What? Correct. Gimel. Let's look on the bottom. Gimel says, "Kshoyim v'havienu kasa b'shal shuv v'silchos halachas katanis." The Eretz Yisrael noyagim l'mav havienu v'soylichenu komius biartzenu, not liartzenu to our land. I was never aware of this. You have an Israeli sitter. They have the Israeli sitter says biartzenu. The imam are liartzenu gam kein loyhev sid di alachenu gam kein onu v'akshem. If you're going to say liartzenu, it's a very, very powerful insight. He's revealing to us that if they in Eretz Yisrael they say something which does not fit perfectly into the nusach of living in Eretz Yisrael, what does it then mean? They're not praying for themselves; they're praying for others, and that in fact is the ikar yisod of tefillah. For yourself, should be aware, ruba deruba, whatever it is. There's really very little room you can do for yourself. The ikar koach ha'tefillah is for someone else. Mispal for other people. So if those in the Eretz Yisrael, they do say li'artzenu, it's no big deal. Adraba, they're being mispal for the people living in Golos. Next, oid kasu, the bebay sheni, gamkin lo hayu mishanim min hanusach, ve'akol hayu oimrim, to hayu mitzapim lemelech ha'mashiach kibbutz kolios, malchus beis David. It's a general idea. He's just continuing what it says over here in the Sefer Halachas Ketanos that during the time of the Bayis Sheni, what's going on? The Bayis Sheni have a Beis Hamikdash. Classic question: did they fast on Tisha B'Av during the Tkuf of the Bayis Sheni? There's a difference of opinion, and according to many opinions, they did fast because the Bayis Sheni was incomplete. There were five things that were lacking, and they were yearning for the coming of Mashiach. And the Kibbutz Golis, only a very small percentage of Klal Yisrael actually went to Eretz Yisrael. Mitzapel Melech Mashiach, the Kibbutz Golis, Malchus Festav, V'Kan Hu Musar Haskel. This Musar Haskel Oisan She Kinegdoi. What does this mean? V'Kan Hu Musar Haskel Oisan She Shebogdoi, someone who rebels, be echad meyud gimel ikarim, lahamin bebdias hamashiach bebnei shekimoi medinas yisra. Shebogdoi, those who rebel, be echad meyud gimel ikarim, lahamin bebdias hamashiach bebnei shekimu medinas yisrael. So what is he saying here? Shekimoi medinas v'hosam bebay sheni hoisa those he's getting Muslim, those that think that Mashiach already has come, we know because we have already a medinas yisrael. Okay, we have a state of Israel. No one should make a mistake and think that because we have the state of Israel, we no longer have to observe Tisha B'Av. We no longer can change all the Nuschos. It's a very hot topic, controversial topic. In fact, when the state was established, it's documented. They have this even in the Hakdama too, Rav Soloveitchik's Kinos. They were very lax in Eretz Yisrael. Many people, unfortunately, very lax in observing Tisha B'Av after the state was established in the early years, they felt that no longer you have to have Tisha B'Av. We have Eretz Yisrael. We have control. We have sovereignty. Chas Shalom. Madach during the time of the Bayis Sheni, when they had Mamish Beis Hamikdash, and they had Mamish real, a much greater degree of sovereignty, they were still mispalel for the coming of Moshiach, and for the rebuilding of Yerushalayim. Allah has come, Zman Hazeh. Just because we have a state of Israel doesn't mean that we're finished, doesn't mean that everything is finished. And that the very big topic is Nachem. On Tisha B'Av, by Mincha, we recite Nachem. So there are many people that have changed the Nusach of Nachem. They don't like that it says Aleir, Habezuya, all of these very harsh expressions describing Eretz Yisrael. And there are many people that feel that it's too harsh in modern times to say these expressions that it says in Nachem on Tisha B'Av and Mincha. Let me actually read it for you. And here he's using this idea of Vahavi'enu as a springboard to show that they're making a big mistake. See, let me read you where Nachem. Nachem Hashem Elokeinu es aveli tzion v'es aveli yushalayim v'yesu ir ho avela v'hachareva v'habizuya v'hashomeima. And then the Nachem goes on to explain. Ho'aveila mibliva neha. V'hachareva mim oino secha. V'habezuya mikivoida. V'hashomeima me'en yoshev. V'hi yosheves v'roisho chafui ki isha akara shelo yolada. V'yavlu'uha lidyoinois v'yirashua oivdei zorim. Go on and on. So many people in the modern times, I'm talking about Mamish, Hayom Hazeh, they decided, no, we can't say this Nusach anymore. We have a state of Israel. We have sovereignty. We have everything that we have. We can't say this. So here, he's coming and saying, look at the Nusach of Davening. In the Nusach of Davening, we have Havienu. We have, there are people who live in Eretz Yisrael, and they say, Havienu, Li'artzenu. We misfalel in the Ahava Rabba. People shall come up to the Solucheidim Li'artzenu, even in Eretz Yisrael. Oh, what are you talking about? When Eretz Yisrael, they're already there. So Bi'artzenu. The answer is they're not being mispalel only for themselves. They're mispalel for other people. There's more. It's not over yet. There are pockets of people that still need there's the Hamoinam that still needs Li'artzenu. So he's extrapolating from that. The same thing as all of the other Nuschos HaTzil. Even though today Baruch Hashem, Hashem has been kind to us, has given us an Eretz Yisrael, and we have some degree of sovereignty, autonomy, and something to be proud of. It's not over yet. Don't get excited. There's still degrees of avelus on Eretz Yisrael. There are parts of Eretz Yisrael that are shomeim. There are still problems, and therefore we should not get carried away and start changing the nusach of the tefillah. And the biggest proof is, look what happened during the time of the Bayis Sheni. Whatever we have today is only a fraction of what they had during the time, the highlight, the good times of the Bayis Sheni. And even then they said all the nuschos that we are familiar with. They even fasted on Tisha B'Av. So Allah has come, we should not make any mistake. I think it should be any different. Don't go take out of the Yilu Gom and B'Yis HaMashiach. They mamish had a degree of hashuas hashchina for how you royim, how asor nisim shenasu beis hamidash ve'afilu hachi how you mitzab mechakim umispal malbias hamashiach ve'kan hamemshala he again negef l'toras Yisrael. Unfortunately, it's a problem. Okay, we're not going to translate these words. Ve'ein lanu lishon ela al avinu shabashanayim, and therefore we have to recognize it's very strong not to change. Don't play around with the nusach of the tefillos. My father once again was very critical on this. My father was very tough with this on changing the nusach of Nachem. It's once an issue. People wanted to change the nusach. I was a Rav in Young Israel. And he was very upset. Someone wanted to change in the shul the nusach of Nachem because of this whole issue. My father, he went through this whole issue with them that you don't change the nusach of tefillah just because.
Which one did they want?
The whole thing. There's a whole new nusach. When it comes to Tisha B'Av, look around. Look around even online, and it'll be it's a topic. And there are organizations that have rewritten Nachem. It's a controversial topic. And here, in this little thing, he's telling us a Mara Makayim is the Nusach of Li'artseinu versus Bi'artseinu. That's a starting point to take, to work with, to see if we should make any changes.